Today's Cotton News Line is One Cut. It features Tiffany Dow Lashmet, Agricultural Law Specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As we look at 2023, I think there are a number of different legal issues that could potentially impact cotton growers around the country. Not surprisingly, I think one of those continues to be different legal situations with dicamba. If you look, you know, just in the last couple of days, we've seen the EPA make some label changes for certain Midwestern states as far as cutoff dates go. So I think, you know, keeping an eye, obviously, on those type of label changes is important. Also keep in mind, there are still pending lawsuits related to dicamba as well. There's a lawsuit in Arizona where some groups are suing the EPA over the approval of the label for the over-the-top dicamba products. It's easy to sort of forget that that might still be going on, but it's still pending. Another big issue that I get a lot of questions on right now is carbon contracts. If folks are interested potentially in learning more about the opportunities to sign up with one of these private voluntary contractual agreements whereby I'm going to undertake certain actions on my farm and get paid for the additional carbon sequestration that may result in. I think, again, still a very popular topic, one I continue to get a lot of questions on. There are great resources out there from a number of folks, you know, looking at that issue as well. Certainly, it's a farm bill year. And so as we look to the fall, I think everybody's eyes are going to be on DC to see what happens. And there are a lot of great groups and folks that put out information. The other thing that I personally do, frankly, is I subscribe to a lot of ag media. They do a really good job of keeping folks up to date on the big issues in the industry. So I think subscribe to as many of those emails as you can, and you'll probably do a pretty good job of staying up to date.